This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough. Let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
Of Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Hey, 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 welcome to Saturday night. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Did the president cave? Everyone is saying he caved. It's all over Twitter. And then the president's daughter-in-law, Laura Lee Trump, joins us tonight on the big edition of Radio Night Live, live from New York. Kevin McCullough, couldn't be happier than to have you with us as we welcome you in. Our phone number already open and ready for you, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373, and we take your calls, of course, on Saturday night because I want to know your thoughts. Yesterday it was the big news of the day, 36 days of shutdown. The second paycheck was not going to go out. You had people that were talking about holding up flights at LaGuardia Airport, and you had people that were saying, you know, this is just untenable. Something's got to be done. And so the president late yesterday afternoon went to the Rose Garden, announced that he was working on a deal. What's going to happen is for the next 3 weeks, basically, he's giving Republicans and Democrats one more chance to get this right. And it was kind of interesting. I haven't written my column for tomorrow for townhall.com yet, but I'm pondering whether or not to address how badly the media, and I think nearly everybody, read the president's reactions yesterday. Now, he did look a little bit flustered. He didn't look quite himself. He didn't. There was something unusual about the lateness to which the meeting started, et cetera, et cetera. But you know, I have to say that at the end of the day, I think that this guy was not taken by surprise by what happened. I think that he actually kind of anticipated that this is where he would do what he did. And I think that there's some backup plans that they have in place. So what I'm curious about is, from where you sit, do you feel like, and if you're an opponent of the president, do you feel like that Nancy finally got him to concede, got him to admit that he was wrong, got him to give up the wall? Do you feel like this is declaring victory for the people that have opposed the president? And if you're a presidential supporter, if you're someone who supports this president, are you disappointed in where we sit right now? 888-340-3373. Is the wall something that you were unwilling to give 1 ounce on? If you don't get it, or is this going to be a failed presidency in your eyes? Very curious as to how all of this plays out, because at the start of this shutdown, I think that there was a kind of tactical error made by the president. I don't think it was wise for him to say to Chuck Schumer, "I'll own the shutdown." I think that was a bad kind of impulsive calculus that he did in that Oval Office meeting. But I don't think that yesterday was necessarily a misfire. I don't. He spent the majority of the time in the Rose Garden talking about the value and need for the border security. In a way, it was kind of a mini State of the Union. If you think about it, he got all the networks to cover him for a few minutes from the Rose Garden on a Friday afternoon when the Speaker of the House had said, "Well, I'm not going to give you the well of the House. You're not going to have the well of Congress to be able to do your speech from." There are people that are wondering why he even is going along with the Speaker of the House in terms of not just holding the State of the Union somewhere else. So I'm curious your thoughts on it all tonight, 888-340-3373. But the main thing I want to know, and I want to take a little bit of a poll here, I want to know, do you think that the president caved? Is that the position that you're holding on to tonight? Do you, Do you believe that he lost this round and maybe the battle altogether? Maybe he's not even going to get the wall. Maybe he's just done with that number one agenda item that was on his campaign list from the time he started campaigning in 2016. I just want to know your thoughts on that. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. I don't think that there's anything particularly profound about what happened other than that yesterday. But I am curious as to where America is at. So if you've got thoughts on that, if you're of the opinion tonight that the president has hurt himself, because I don't really think he does. So if you disagree with that position, then I'm going to put you to the front of the line. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Now let's go back to the big board, because tonight in the second hour, you know, we love to open up the ladies' lounge, and we always have great guests that have come and join us there from the female gender, we get the most brilliant women in media that we can find, and we ask them to come and kind of tell us their story. And tonight we are honored to have the daughter-in-law of the president's youngest, well, not youngest, because actually he has a younger son with Melania. Barron Trump would be the youngest son of the president, but the second youngest, I guess, Eric Trump, and his wife, Laura Lee, will join us in hour number two. We're going to talk about what it was like to go from Inside Edition as an on-camera to working in a campaign, and what they've had to give up in terms of basically being a family by way of agreeing to get going to politics. I would also love to know what it was like the moment that the president said to them, you know, we're going to pull the trigger. We're going to do it. He talked about doing it for a long time. Several election cycles went past where he could have jumped in. But I want to know what it was like being in the room the moment that he said, guys, it's real. It's on. We're going. So I'll ask Laura about that. And we'll get her, we'll get a number of things out of the way with her, including the Roger Stone arrest, which went down yesterday. Classic Roger Stone coming out. I'll defeat this. He flashes the Nixon sign, and you know, he's biting that lip. Dude needs to get new dentures or something, because he and Nancy Pelosi, they got the worst overbites of anybody in public life. But when he did speak, he was absolutely clearly Roger Stone. I'm not a huge fan. I have met him. I had a very nice sit-down lunch that was set up for me by somebody during the campaign. Some of the stuff that you know, WikiLeaks is involved in here, I actually have at least an experience with him sitting at the table with me telling me he was going to get access to the Hillary emails. Not sure that, you know, is significant of anything. Because again, it was all supposedly that, you know, he was going to have this access. What they've never been able to put together, the Mueller probe hasn't been able to. They haven't been able to put together the people they've indicted in Russia with the people they've indicted in America. Everybody they've indicted in America, they've indicted over other things, not related to the collusion stuff, but other stuff. Everybody that they indicted in Russia, they indicted for the hacking. Will those people ever see the light of day in a courtroom? I don't think so. But it should be interesting to see where we go. All right, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Let's go to Brian, who's calling us from the Midwest tonight, and I guess listening on a station there in the Midwest on line one. Brian, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough. Hi.
Oh, thank you, Kevin. Thank you so much. Hi. I just wanted to comment, say, I really don't think the president's caving, because he already has made it clear that after 3 weeks, he's going to do what he has to do. I think he's just doing it to give him a chance to work it out, looking forward to 2020 and, you know, thinking maybe this would help him a little bit more if he can bring people together and show he can work. I do believe what he should have done is he should have, from what I'm understanding, the DACA kids are, you know, kind of protected when someone's talking about the Supreme Court, but he should have offered their immediate families a 3-year extension and said that if Nancy doesn't take that, he'll do an immigration sweep. So she's forced to either see these kids' families go or get 3 more years, and gave her that option. And I think she would have opened the government under a circumstance like that.
Now, that's an interesting, I have not heard that idea put forward, but Brian, that's a very compelling offer, because of course there is this element of the dreamers that he enfolded into his offer last Saturday, a week from tonight, and it was very generous. And I don't see the Democrats doing anything to help the dreamers. They just seem to like dangle them out there and then don't do anything.
They won't. But if he offered, though, if he let them know there was going to be an immigration sweep, they knew they'd lose that support of the dreamers and their families. I think that would have been a game changer.
That would have been interesting.
They knew there was.
Hey, Brian, thanks for your thoughts, and thanks for listening to us. Now, what are you listening to us on tonight there in Indiana?
970 a.m. I got to listen to you guys, you know, as often as I can out here. You guys, Elder Gorka.
Oh, cool. Very good. Well,
the final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us, and thankful to have a packed set of phone lines tonight. We've got a lot of people that want to weigh in on this. The big story that ended the week, of course, was this. Did the president cave when he gave his Rose Garden speech? And on Twitter, within moments, Trump caved or he caved, but the word caved in association with the president was trending big time. I get all of the junk mail from all of the liberal organizations, so like the Daily Kos and the all the George Soros organizations. They all spam my inbox, and every single one of them last night, woohoo, we won, celebrate, hey, you give a gift to your local Democratic politician because we're gonna take the presidency in 2020 and all the rest of this. Friends, I think that's a misreading of the scenario, but I want to know if I'm a little bit out to lunch. I live here in New York. I'm in big, hard blue country with New York and New Jersey. In fact, it got a lot bluer this week with what we did, with what New York State did with their abortion law, and I'll explain that before we're done tonight. I think that they're underestimating the president, but I'm curious as to what you think. So if you disagree with me, I will put you straight to the front of the line. Otherwise, we'll take you in order. Let's go to Des Moines, Iowa. Frank's listening on 99.3, the Truth Network out there. Hello, Frank.
Hey, Kevin. I think there's a couple political considerations here on Trump's part. One, he would like to have a State of the Union on time, and I think he'd like to have Nancy Pelosi sitting right behind him, stone-faced, as he talks about everything, such as his wall. But the other consideration that I think is more important is the touted tax plan. And there was speculation that there would be some delay of tax refunds had this shutdown went any further.
Sure.
Because, this has been a touted thing that how much people's taxes are going to be reduced this time. But the more interesting thing that I heard speculated on Fox News one night is really a plausible theory of what's going on, of why the Democrats are so fighting a brick-and-mortar wall, a physical barrier.
Right.
Is because they keep touting a high-tech barrier, and they are so indebted to Silicon Valley for getting put in office with these, you know, Google and Facebook and all these people that have given them the majority, that they owe Silicon Valley big time, and who would provide a high-tech barrier but Silicon Valley?
Well, it's interesting that you go there, because I do think that there is some truth to that idea. Although, you know, I always thought, even when he was on the campaign trail, that he didn't mean a 2,000-mile brick-and-mortar wall. I thought from the beginning, I don't think I misunderstood him. I thought he was intending to say, well, in some places where a double or triple fence makes the most sense, that's what our wall will be there. In other places, if we have the steel slats, it'll make sense. We'll put them there. And if we need a concrete barrier and, you know, X number of miles of it, we'll put that part there. It didn't bother me. Like, I was like, okay, let the Army Corps of Engineers figure out what's best for each section, and let's just go. But you know what's amazing, Frank, is that the Pelosi Democrats, voted, the Schumer Democrats voted for $40 billion in border security funding under Obama, of which about $8 billion of that was for 700-plus miles worth of extensions and repairs on the stuff that Bush had started. I mean, this is a bipartisan thing. Americans have felt we should have a border barrier, you know, for the last several administrations.
Well, the thing they keep wanting to rub in Trump's face is his promise that Mexico would pay for it. But if you renegotiate NAFTA, if
Which
you
we
stop
did.
The drug trade from coming across the
Which
border,
we're gonna
if,
do.
You,
Yeah.
If you raise interest on the national debt that Mexico owes us,
which we did, yeah.
If you shut down, if you get jobs back from Mexico,
which we did,
flown to Mexico, all those things, in essence, in the bottom line, Mexico pays for the wall
in spades, because all he's asking for is $5.7 billion. We're probably going to recoup, you know, somewhere upwards of $50 to $100 billion in the first year of all those things taking place in our relationship with Mexico. It's nothing. It's absolutely nothing.
If you stop the people coming across the border, if you start sending people back, if you stop letting Mexico export their poor and their criminals for us to house and imprison, Mexico again pays for the wall.
Yeah. Nope, I think you're spot on, Frank. Thanks for the call. Quickly, let's go to Scottsdale, Arizona, listening to AM 1380, 1360 there tonight is Joyce on line 3. Hello, Joyce.
How are you?
I'm well. Kevin McCullough is my name. Glad you're here. What are your thoughts?
Well, I back the president because he's a strategist. He's coming up with ways, and I'm sure he's got this all planned out. And I just am so upset with Schumer to say, I hope the president learned his lesson. I mean, it shows you how callous these Democrats really are. And, you know, they're two-faced. They say they're going to do things, and then they never do them. How many times has this wall been voted on, and where's the wall? Okay, I mean, it just, you know, they did the same thing to Reagan.
Right.
You know, he gave amnesty so that they would protect the border and secure the border, and then the Democrats never follow through. You know, I was raised a Democrat, and I just can't even understand how this party could have gotten so far left that they don't even make common sense anymore. I mean, I don't see how any American can really feel that common sense shouldn't be part of government these days, and
well,
yet that's the direction we're headed.
You know what's interesting, Joyce, and I to just echo everything you're saying, thank you for the call, by the way, I really appreciate it, but just to echo everything Joyce saying, is, and I think that this is part of the strategy that Schumer and Pelosi are having to deal with right now. People are already thinking about 2020. There's going to be 20 candidates running for president. In California, because they didn't want to be, you know, middle of the pack anymore, they moved their primary up to the very front of the line. I think they're second or third in line in the 2020 schedule, the cycle. So now you're going to have, where in the past you've been able to have a moderate Democrat come in and kind of talk to church people in Iowa, go up to New Hampshire and talk about conservative fiscal things, but not get too wrapped up in the social stuff, and then hit some of those southern Super Tuesday states, Florida and South Carolina. Those primaries come up, and then you got the first Super Tuesday, a lot of states in the South, and you've been able to have a moderate come through there and not be just a complete wacko, and come out with a lead, a Bill Clinton, a Barack Obama, talk to church people, talk to taxpayers. Now you've got the Red Republic of California. That's going to be in the one, two, or three spots of the primary, and you're going to have to run so far to the left to win that state. And everyone's going to try it because of the huge swath of delegates you get. You win California, you've got a huge lead as the Democratic candidate. It is throwing the monkey wrench beyond all monkey wrenches you've ever seen into what that party's going to deal with. And it's just going to get worse because they believe that they can't work with the president in order to get anything done, that they'll be seen as weak if they do. More of your calls. Did he cave? Did the president cave? That's how they're interpreting it. 888-340-3373. When we continue, live from New York.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is denying he conceded anything by agreeing to reopen government for 3 weeks, and he says he'll try again to persuade lawmakers to fund his border wall plan. The deal he reached with congressional leaders contains no new money for the wall, but it does end the longest shutdown in U.S. history.
The Smithsonian Museums will reopen to the public
on Tuesday.
Shuttered museums and parks are preparing to reopen as workers breathe a sigh of relief.
I'm happy to go back to work.
But they know that it's only for 3 weeks.
Us as federal employees, our livelihood should not be messed with as we move forward.
With the bipartisan committee of lawmakers now working to come up with a deal on border security, the president wrote on Twitter, 21 days goes very quickly. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, live from New York, it's Kevin McCullough. Radio Night Live is the name of the broadcast, and we are so grateful to have you with us. We're taking your calls in this opening hour. At the top of the hour, in case you didn't recognize her from the big board there, if you're watching on Biz TV or on the Facebook feed tonight, Lady Laura Lee Trump will be joining us in the Ladies' Lounge. She is the daughter-in-law to the president. Now, I just got to say, there's something kind of cool going on. In the last 3 weeks, two of the president's sons have retweeted things I've written and like my column and so forth. The girlfriend of one of his sons, Don Jr.'s girlfriend, Kimberly Guilfoyle, came on the show. She's been retweeting my stuff and telling people about, why they should read and check me out and so forth. The president's younger son, Eric, the one that's in between Don Jr. and Barron, has been on the show a couple of times. We're working on getting Don Jr. booked. And Barron just started following me on Twitter this last week, which was kind of cool. He retweeted something. And then Laura was able to come on tonight. So, like, we're all tight with the first family. I don't know how that happened, but it's kind of a cool thing to see. They at least have respect for what we're doing here. And I think part of the reason is we're just trying to be fair. I don't ever say anything I don't honestly believe. I don't think I've ever said anything in my talk radio career that I didn't earnestly believe. Now, if I was wrong about it, I'll come back and tell you I got that wrong. But a lot of times I got it right when nobody else was right. Like the night before the election in 2016, I said he was going to win the Rust Belt. I drew the map. I put it on my Twitter feed. I said, hey, here's the states he's going to win. Then he wins them. Everybody's like, how'd you know? I said, well, I was out there. I talked to some people. I got a feel for what was going on. I think I understand the American public pretty well. I don't understand the really hardcore leftists. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. By the way, I've been voted by my peers in talk radio. At least some of them that hang out with me and occasionally may buy a beer for me after lunch or something. As doing the best pronunciation of her name in all of the spoken media. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is how she shall be received and referred to on the Kevin McCullough radio programs. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I don't really speak Spanish, so I just hope I'm doing that well. Anyway, let's go back to the phones. My question for you tonight, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Immediately when the president came out on Friday and said he was giving them 3 weeks to get this done, and he wasn't going to pull the, he didn't get any border funding in the concession. He's giving them 3 weeks to get it done. He's hopeful that they'll get a solution, but if not, he may come back in 3 weeks and shut the government down again or, do some sort of executive action. The media went nuts. CNN literally hyperventilated itself into oblivion all day. I just can't believe it. He did it. And then they had the Roger Stone thing too. So they were just like, forget it. It was like they had taken uppers. They all had heart attacks when they got home at night, that night. But the rest of the media was also, trending on social media. Trump caved. He caved. Hashtags going around. Well, did he? That's what I want to know. What do you think? Did he cave? Did he give up his signature issue on Friday from where you sat? Did Nancy Pelosi win as everyone was saying she had? Let's go to Shelley, who's calling from, East Hollywood, California and watching us on Biz TV tonight on, Channel 8 out there. Shelley, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough. Hi.
Hello, Kevin. My name is Shenny, S-H-E-N-Y, not Shelly.
Sorry.
I hear you every night, every Saturday.
Nice.
When it comes in clear. And I totally support the president. I want you to know one thing.
Okay.
I am a Central American person.
Okay.
I am here legally. I went through all the paperwork. I came here as a student. So I know that they are slapping the face of the people like me that have paid taxes, that have worked hard, have gone to university, and so on. So Nancy Pelosi is being very disrespectful to the president, not to let him have the State of the Union in her room. She's not doing her job. They are not coming forward saying, why do they want so many illegals in here? I have so much to say, and I have a temper, too. But they should say that these people are coming here. They don't have medical records. They have diseases. They have drugs. They have crime. Believe me, I live in East Hollywood, and I know how the crime goes. So,
right.
Therefore, I don't want them to tell me any different. But I am a big supporter, and I don't think the president caved in. He had to do it because it's only for 3 weeks. After that, I think he should go for an emergency call. And doesn't matter if they get their lawyers, but
he should
go for an emergency call.
Shelly, it'll be interesting. I think that there's a lot of people. Thank you for your call. Thank you very much. I think there's a lot of people that are in your camp that would not mind him doing that. 888-340-3373. Coming back from New York. Don't go away.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Jeunesse, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
62641.
Eight 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 340-3373 is the phone number. 888-340-3373. That will connect you to us here in New York City as we are talking about the topic for tonight. Did the president cave on his signature campaign promise? He's been saying build the wall. He's been saying build the wall. He's been saying build the wall since late 2015. Build the wall. And he'd even say, in interviews, you know, if something's going a little bit slow on a campaign night, he says, you just start saying, build the wall, and the place goes nuts. So there's a lot of people, a lot of people left of center that hate this president, that think this president is the devil's spawn, that believe that he's, you know, actually working in cahoots with Russia to ruin America. There's people that believe that. They're crazy, but they believe it. And so those people were rejoicing on Friday. He was there in the Rose Garden. He looked very presidential. He was behind the thing. We got a still shot of him from behind the lectern. He was there. He was upright. He had the American flag and the White House flag, and and you know what? I gotta say, I think he was really presidential during the shutdown. He didn't go after. Yes, he sent letters to Nancy Pelosi, and he said, we would like to still do the State of the Union. And she said, we would like you to go, fly a kite. And he came back and he said, we will look forward to doing this. And when she said no for the third time, I think a lot of people went, well, is he going to, wig out and do something nutty? And what did he do? He accommodated her. Said, okay, we'll work together and we'll get a date. And I think that this is part of one of the reasons why they underestimate him. But let me tell you what else I think is going on here. I think the president knows that when he was in that Oval Office moment, and it was some stellar TV drama. If you were watching live that day when Pelosi and Schumer were in his office and they were going back and forth, and he said, I'll own the shutdown. You give me good border security or I'll shut the government down and I'll own the shutdown. I think that was a strategic mistake. It's one of the very few he's made in office. But I don't think yesterday was a strategic mistake. In fact, I don't think what he's done for the last 3 or 4 days had any strategic mistake to it at all. Because I think what he was doing is he was putting out a little more leeway in the line, just so that the bait could get out there a little bit further to be able to say when he comes back in 3 weeks, and these jokers, I mean, there's a reason why Congress's approval rate is at 13%. There's a reason why his is at 48. There's a big difference. Congress is inept. Congress can't get its act together. Congress has to work on the Senate side. They got to get 100 people to agree on something. You got to get 435 over in the, or 85 over in the House side. It's an enormous task to try to get a unifying vote out of the Congress. And the founders wanted it that way, by the way. They believed that if you made it something that unified people across the board in order to get passed, it would always be stronger. So I think that there's truth to that. I don't think that the founders had it wrong. I think that they did it right. But he's basically said to Congress, you're going to get as much time now. You were asking for 3 weeks. Lindsey Graham was asking for 3 weeks. Chuck Schumer was asking for 3 weeks. Nancy Pelosi's asking for the government to be open before we do anything, implying that she's going to do something once it opens. Well, here's your chance, Ms. Pelosi. Here's your chance. And we will see. But I think if it comes down 21 days from last Friday, so you get to Thursday the 14th, when the 15th is the final day, I think he lowers the boom. I think the hammer comes down. I think he says, okay, I can take $200 billion from this military discretionary fund, and I can take however many from this fund over here. Pulls all the money together, does what he wants to do, builds the wall. And then his argument to the voters is, look, on this date, I asked them for this. On this date, I asked them again. On this date, I asked them the third time. On this date. And they kept saying, we do it. We shut the government down. They said, open it up and we'll negotiate. If they get to the 21st day after he has reopened the government, friends, what other option does he have? Because all of these Democrats voted for this under Obama. They voted for it, many of them, under Bush. Because in the aftermath of 9/11, border security became a bigger issue again. You know, it only took 19 terrorists to take out our beloved Twin Towers here in Lower Manhattan. It only took 19 people to pull that off. In the last 2 years alone, we've stopped 3,000 terrorists on the southern border. That's how many we've caught and locked up. Many of them have been deported, but they were on terror watch lists. Their names came through. They weren't Mexican or Guatemalan. They were from places like Qatar and other places in the Middle East. We stopped 3,000 of them. We've apprehended 17,000 felonious criminals on the southern border. People that already had a record in our country that we're trying to get back in again. 17,000 of them. And then you don't have to go very far from where we are here in New York. Just go out Long Island and just talk to the district that Pete King is the congressman for, where those families got their daughters' bodies back, chopped up into pieces, and stabbed through with dozens of knives from the MS-13 violence and from the stuff that satanic gang has done to people. Friends, if you don't understand anything else, the criminal element, the MS-13, the terror element, all of that pretty much demands that we have some sort of barrier. Because what all a barrier does is it doesn't keep people from coming. It just makes them go to one place in order to get in. Now, I don't know how you operate at your house. Do you want people crawling through your living room window to get into your house? Do you want them to shimmy a tree and go up into your daughter's bedroom and come into the house that way? Don't we have doors and access points and those types of things for reasons? Doesn't it make sense? We're not trying to keep people from coming. We're trying to control how they come in and where they come in so that we can do it in an orderly fashion. And this is what the president continues to explain in every press opportunity that he has. And I think that I'm just going to say this. I think the Democrats overplayed their victory lap yesterday because I don't think he went anywhere near caving. I think he's just setting them up for another comeback. Kevin McCullough coming back to New York.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill. Only at slingbow.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. So I don't know if you've seen this or not, but the Speaker of the House, she kind of funny. And when she goes to talk, sometimes I just plain can't make out what she's saying. So we developed a fun little game show. In fact, we got a snappy little graphic for it here. It's called What in a Soliloquy is the Speaker Saying? And we launched the first episode this week. Take a listen. Now this is a very practical bit, because oftentimes Ms. Pelosi says things that I just have no idea what she's saying. So if you can tell me what she's saying in this soundbite, I may send you a prize. KMCRadio@gmail.com is my address. Roll the tape.
I heard him, the president of the Association of the flight attendants, the air traffic controllers, last night say that in one place, 40% of the people, there's only 52% of the workforce there, of 100% that they should have. And of that 52%, 40% are eligible for retirement. This is not something about re-upping.
Not about re-upping? Anybody have any clue what she was saying there? 40 to 52% of the people that were there. Seriously, you send me an email if you come even close to what she was actually talking about. I'll send you a free bottle of CoQ10 energy or something. Like, and serious. And this is going to be fun. So there's your first episode tonight. KMCRadio@gmail.com. If you have any clue as to what Nancy Pelosi was actually discussing in that soundbite. And that's the way we're going to play it. So it has to be unedited portions of Nancy Pelosi talking. We don't piece her together or anything like that. It's just one statement that she makes. And she has, well, it'll just be interesting to see where that goes. Hey, real quickly, let's go to Joylene before we're done with the hour. Joylene, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough. Hi.
Thank you, Kevin.
What's your thought?
I just wanted to let you know that there's plenty of room in this nursing home where I'm at for Nancy Pelosi. Plenty of room here at this nursing home. I mean, she should come join me here.
You want her to come be your roommate at the nursing
home? My roommate.
Okay.
My roommate at my nursing home, yeah. I'm in my 90s. She's almost getting there. So, and really, I'll tell you what's going on in this nation.
Okay.
I was born in 1940, and Truman was president. And then the other presidents after Truman, I never saw them having any women take charge. Women, you know, women are okay to be women and have a job or take care of their families or make decisions that are important. But they don't have no business being out there in politics.
Well, I don't know about that, Joanne. I mean,
look,
if she's going to be there, at least just make a good decision. Joanne, I appreciate your call. I will make sure that we get the word to her that she can come join you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You're going to get an additional 5.